What is up, guys? We're back with another episode of Real Talk University. On this episode, we invited David Meltzer onto the show. David, he is the CEO and founder of Sports One Marketing. It's the largest sports marketing agency in the world. This was an amazing opportunity that Christian and I had to sit down and interview him via Skype. He had a lot of great information to share. Although we only had 20 minutes to interview him because of his 20-5 mythology, I think we got a lot of valuable information out of him. I'll let Christian share his thoughts as well.
Yeah, for sure. While we only had 20 minutes, I feel like we were able to get some key information out of him. He was more about the intellectual and kind of spiritual aspects of business, just mental well-being, how to handle yourself with relationships and mental health. But our interview ended exactly at 20 minutes, so it went smooth according to plan. And hopefully he enjoyed his time on the show, and we really would look forward to keeping in touch with him in the future because sports are a big passion for Andre and I, and he definitely is the guy for that. So
definitely. And as always, guys, Happy New Year. We'll be releasing this episode just right after the new year begins. And always, you know, as we say, if you enjoy our podcast, it'd mean a lot if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And also, we just released some merchandise on our website. That's at realtalkuni.com. And we also sent out our first newsletter edition. So if you want to check that out, be sure to visit the website, sign up for the newsletter, and you guys will be subscribed. So enjoy the episode. This episode is brought to you by Audible. For you, the listeners of our podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook of your choice by signing up for a free 30-day trial. Try Audible for free and claim your free audiobook at audibletrial.com/realtalk. Again, that's audibletrial.com/realtalk. Hey, Dave, hope all is well. Really excited to have you here on the podcast today. First question we'd like to ask is, why did you want to be interviewed on our podcast today?
Well, I, first of all, love to be interviewed on your podcast because any opportunity I have to share my content and inspire others to be kind to their future selves and good and do good deeds, that's well worth the half an hour or 20 minutes that we're going to spend. I'm the CEO that likes to travel around the world helping people, and I use a great experience from at a young age wanting to be wealthy to help my mom buy a house and a car, from wanting to be a professional football player and then a doctor and then finally a lawyer and after law school and passing the bar and deciding that instead of being a lawyer, I'd sell legal research online, work in the internet, and blessed in 9 months to be a millionaire. And buy my mom that house and the car. And that's where my true journey started of learning about the ego and about time and about attaching my happiness to the wrong things and understanding there is no pursuit to happiness, but happiness itself is the pursuit. And through a variety of blessings, made a fortune on Sand Hill Road, became a CEO of the world's first smartphone and manufactured by Samsung, the world's first Windows CE device. Multi-millionaire in my 30s, met Lee Steinberg, who most people know as Jerry Maguire from the movie, and became the CEO of the most notable sports agency in the world. And then through that journey, actually losing everything by surrounding myself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas, while I was teaching athletes not to lose their hundreds of millions, I ended up losing mine by living in ego and not being radically humble myself, which then led to my relationship with Warren Moon, the Hall of Fame quarterback, who was a partner of mine at Lee Steinberg's and a client of mine. And we became very close and started 10 years ago, Sports One Marketing, a global marketing company specializing in sponsorship and media, and with the main objective of helping people, meaning making a lot of money to help those people and have a lot of fun.
We're going to move into what you were talking about. You spoke briefly on your failure. Failure is a common theme on our podcast as well for entrepreneurs in general. So how have you encountered like failures, whether with your companies and your personal life or anything that has set you back, and how you've been able to overcome them and succeed?
unlike anyone else that's been on the show, I don't believe I've had any failures or any setbacks. You know, I've had miracles and lessons and setups. And I think the power of perception is the key lesson that I learned through what others perceive, you know, losing all your money and, you know, all the difficulties that others perceive it to be, where I see, you know, an opportunity to become and pursue my potential and become a higher self and learn from the mistakes that I made to help others. And like I said, I have only received unbelievable lessons, miracles, and setups in my life that has helped me help other people understand the power of perception, the ability to consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, enjoy the pursuit of your potential, your truth, your peace, your happiness, your forgiveness, all the things that really matter in the world.
Never really thought about it that way, to see failures in that light. So moving into what we're doing here with our podcast, obviously, we just want to ask you how you guys started with your own podcast, The Playbook.
Yeah, I've been blessed to work with Entrepreneur Magazine, and they encouraged me through the relationship capital I have with the inner circle of sports, entertainment, and business, that it would be fun for them if I started a podcast. And so I got the who's who in the world, the inner circle, everyone from Hall of Famers like Ray Lewis and Warren Moon and Andre Reed, to Olympians like Apollo Ohno, and indie stars like Danica Patrick, and Dances with the Stars, and professional boxers like Sugar Ray Leonard and Zhou Shuming, and tennis greats like Maria Sharapova, just the who's who in the world, and the CEO and president of Starbucks, and Psycho Bunny, and It's a 10 Hair Care, and so many terrific people. To have a podcast that helps people understand the similarities and the struggles and the setups and the lessons and the miracles, basically their playbook to success, whether they're celebrities, athletes, entertainers, or media, Dan Patrick, you know, all the great stories of how people manifested what they desired in life and business.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's just kind of where we're hoping to go with our podcast. And you've obviously been able to accomplish that and much, much more. So we're definitely going to look up to your podcast for inspiration to keep going and hopefully reach your level of success one day. So when did you discover your why or your passion? And what advice would you give to our audience out there that's looking to find theirs as well?
Well, the first time around, I discovered my passion out of necessity, right? I grew up with six kids and a single mom in a two-bedroom apartment. So my why became, how do I make my mom comfortable and happy after all she sacrificed for me? So my why was to buy my mom a house and a car. In order to do so, I needed to be rich. The later on why is much more important to me. The later on why happened after I lost everything. And when I lost everything, I realized that my why was to be of service. And I woke up every morning, instead of thinking everything happens for me in a positive way, I decided that everything would happen through me for the benefit of others, that I'd wake up every morning and pray to God that I had 10 people that I could help to be of service to. I looked and saw how I could provide value in everything I did, unconsciously, unconditionally, unjudgmentally, just provide value and trust that the universe would provide back to me all that I desired, all that I asked for. And that was the main transition of the two different whys in my life. One was self, the other was ubiquitous, was everyone, was abundant. And I can tell you that the scarce methodology only lasts for so long. The abundant methodology lasts forever.
So Dave, you're an investor on the show by Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch. And of course, you know, a lot of companies come in and they have their ideas, and not all of them, you know, make it to the next round or make it to funding. So I was just wondering what advice you give to founders after facing rejection, or, you know, just hearing the word no.
Yeah, my favorite advice with the word no is that shift your perspective of the word no. No is a good thing. And if I told you you're only 25 no's from getting what you want, you would be more and more excited every no that you got. You'd be so excited on the 10th no, the 15th no. And I can't tell you how positive you would be on the 24th no. And you would be seeking to get those no's, to learn more, to get to the 25th. Well, I'm here to tell every entrepreneur, you're only so many no's from getting what you want. So when you get a no, a request for more information, a lesson, a miracle, a blessing, don't look at it as discouragement or obstacle void or shortage or resistance in your life. Look at it as I'm that much closer to what I want. And I'm guaranteed that I'm only so many no's from getting what I want. So get more inspired, more excited. Follow and enjoy that consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of your potential.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. I think perspective is huge as an entrepreneur, just to try to focus on positives, things that are going well, just to keep that mindset in the right place. I think that really is a big effect for success. So, you're big into sports, so we're wondering who your favorite athlete is and also what your favorite sports team is.
Yeah, San Diego Chargers are my favorite sports team. Just love the Chargers. My favorite athlete is LeBron James. I was born in the same hospital, born in the same city. I think he's the most extraordinary, inspirational athlete maybe that has ever lived, as far as an overall athlete, speed, strength, size, hand and eye coordination, agility, just unbelievable athlete.
What is the most meaningful interaction you've ever had with any person and why?
The most meaningful interaction that I had was with my mom. When I went bankrupt, I woke up and realized that I had really screwed up, that the reason I wanted to be rich was to buy my mom a house and a car. And I realized that I never took the house that I bought my mom out of my name. And not only did I have to go tell my mom that I was bankrupt, but I had to go tell my mom that she was moving and lost her own house. And the interaction was so critical in my life because I was terrified to do so. I was living in blame, shame, and justification below the line. And my mom's response to me was incredible. It was one of unconditional love. She just looked at me when I told her and simply said, are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Do you need any money? Never once worried about herself. She was completely unconditional about her love and support for me. And when I had that interaction, I decided that I needed to live my life like my mentor, my hero, my mom, and that I was going to live my life to be of service to others, and that everything that I wanted would come to me rapidly and accurately.
When I was just doing some research on you, I noticed on your LinkedIn that you're involved as a board member for a number of organizations on top of your own endeavors. So first, how are you able to manage your time successfully? And then for college students out there looking to be entrepreneurs, how would you recommend that they do the same?
The success of time is to utilize a vertebrae approach to make sure everything is tied together with the same objective, person, passion, and profitability. Utilizing two rules. One, do it now, meaning anything that happens in my life, I make a decision whether I can do it now. And if I can, I do it. And if I can, it goes into a do it now folder, which then gets prioritized. So that saves me minimum twice as much time as anyone else by doing things now. And then secondly, I'm a student of my calendar, which means I study my calendar. I study what I'm doing in person on the phone via email and social media. I study the white space of my calendar, what most people think of what we're not doing. I determine my life by 24 hours of activity and look through it with a lens of productivity and accessibility. How accessible am I to others? And how can I access what I want, information I need? And I do that by being of service, by providing value in an efficient, effective, and statistically successful way. Best piece of advice I can do is not limit your point of entry. Be a student in your calendar. Do it now, and you will be productive and accessible and get everything that you want rapidly and accurately. You'll actually bend time and realize how to utilize the 24-hour of activity and maximize the activities that you get paid for, unlike the activities you don't get paid for.
For sure. So that was part of the success, obviously, that you just described. But going into the sports world, how were you able to find so much success with first Lee Steinberg and then with your company now, Sports One Marketing?
Simply because people buy an emotion for logical reasons. And once you understand that you make an emotional attachment to anyone, whether an athlete, celebrity, entertainer, Lee Steinberg, media, it all starts with making an emotional connection. So I stuck to my rule to be kind to my future self and to help people and emotionally attach to them and then give them logical reasons.
That's definitely an interesting perspective. I definitely think that first, if you are able to, like you said, make a connection with somebody, the rest will definitely fall into place. So I myself, I'm very into the sports world. I love football, basketball, all the above. But for myself and other sports fans out there, what would you say is the best way to get involved with working in the sports and entertainment fields in today's day and age?
So the best way to get involved in the sports world is not to limit your point of entry. So, my whole career has been determined by not limiting my point of entry. So if you reverse engineer my career, most people, they ask, you know, I want to be just like you. Well, you know, I went to law, pre-med, then went to law school, worked in the internet, was a director for a middleware company, ran the first smartphone company, became a VC and investor. Then I became CEO of the most notable sports agency in the world, then started my own marketing company. If I reverse engineer that and told someone that's what you got to do to be a sports agent or to run a company, you know, they would laugh at me. So the key to it is really focus in on the skills you need, the knowledge you desire, and the passion and purpose and profitability in what you do. And don't limit your point of entry. Stay open to all types of opportunities, and they will lead you to where you need to be at the right way at the perfect time.
So, Dave, the motto for your company is to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. So how are you able to stay true to this every day?
Yeah, it's really simple. You know, I had a BS mission statement, and I went through it with my business partner, Warren Moon, and basically reviewed it and said, what does this say? Oh, we want to make a lot of money, be abundant. What does this say? Oh, we want to help people. Three, we want to have a lot of fun. And then what we do is use that as the criteria to qualify all opportunities that we have to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And everything we do falls and is prioritized by those three distinguishing characteristics. I'm most proud of all the money that I've raised for charities and the amount of people that I've been able to impact and help, very simply.
How has self-education impacted your career?
So I call self-education the ability to be more interested than interesting. And that has a huge impact on my personal self and my career by consistently looking and asking extra questions. There's really two questions to ask. One, how can I be of service? And two, do you know anyone that can help me? And I put the effort in to always be more interested than interesting and be and invest in myself, as you say, be self-educated.
Definitely. So we want to take a little trip down memory lane here for a second. If you could go back to when you were 18 years old and sit across from him, what advice would you give to him?
Very simply, to be radically humble. If I could sit back and change anything in my life, it would be to really inspire me at a young age to ask for help, to understand I only knew what I knew, even though I had great success at a young age, that I myself needed humility and to live outside of myself, outside of my ego, and to ask for help, to find the best people that live in the place that I want to be in, that have the situational knowledge, experience, and desire that I want, and to consistently ask for help. Be radically humble. That's the best advice.
All right. And then one last question here. Just where can our audience find or contact you, whether it's social media, the likes of that stuff?
Yeah. So at David Meltzer or David@dmeltzer.com. Those are the best places to reach me, at David Meltzer or D Meltzer at, I'm sorry, David Meltzer at dmeltzer.com.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Hope you all enjoyed. Just one last message from our sponsor before you go. For you, the listeners of our podcast, Gamefly is offering a free premium 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To get your free trial today, go to gameflyoffer.com/realtalk. Again, that's gameflyoffer.com/realtalk for your free 30-day trial.